First, there's an exhibit called From the Ground Up, Plain Air, and Pottery. One of the featured artists in the pottery arena is Sally Rude, although she admits pottery is not what she does with clay.
I really enjoy doing animals. I love animals. I'm very much an animal person, particularly a dog person.
And indeed, Rude has one whimsical dog sculpture in this show. She's named him Studley.
He is anatomically correct, but that was really not the reason that I picked that name. I picked the name because he's obviously so handsome.
Other Rude works include a raven with a caught fish in its beak and a sheep.
I never did find a name for the raven, but the sheep's name is Use Not Fat, Use Fluffy.
Also exhibiting at the show is Tallahassee painter Natalia Andreeva.
I do everything. I do watercolor, I do oil, I do portraits, I do still lifes, I do landscape.
But here, Andreeva is concentrating on the genre of painting called plein air. Originally, these were small, quick studies used by artists as essentially practice or planning pieces for the larger final work. But she says the whole idea of plein air painting has changed over time.
With a more modern time, when the time is speed up and we don't have much time to process whatever is going on in our life, so we have just a raw impression of whatever we see in front of us.
Now, essentially, speed painting. LeMoyne Executive Director Ann Kozolowski says, besides exhibiting, Andreeva will be overseeing an open-to-everyone exercise in plein air painting this Saturday.
That is going to be starting at 9 o'clock, going till 12 o'clock. If you're a plein air painter, bring your kit here, and we'll set you up. You can paint in the area, the historic district, right down on Park Avenue.
There's another facet to the exhibit, though. Kozolowski says these are the amazing Oriental ink paintings of the father-son duo from Tianjin, China, Sean and Jinjie Gao, or translated,
the father's name is Tall Mountain, and then the son is either Young Mountain or Small Mountain.
But Kozolowski says there's nothing small about their contribution to the exhibit.
32 paintings by both the son and the father, but we have a large assortment of the wild orchid, and it's just stunning.
Along with flowers, fans, and even delicate insect images, all rendered on golden panels.
It opens August 3rd at 5 o'clock to members, 6 to the public.
More activities will take place this Saturday, August 4th, after the plein air competition.
We'll have a gallery talk at 1 o'clock after the quick draw session, but an award for first place will be given for the quick draw session as well.
The From the Ground Up, Plein Air, and Pottery, along with the exquisite ink paintings from the Chinese father-son duo, will be on display at LeMoyne Arts through August 25th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.